Welcome back to Sign On WS Radio's Business Networking Radio with your host, Jesse Lipscomb.
And welcome back to Business Networking Radio right here at WSRadio.com. I'm your host, Jesse Lipscomb. Got a great show today. Joined in studio with my co-host, Sherry Malvestuto, from Visiting Angels here, East County, San Diego. Just taking care of seniors and in-home care. It's wonderful,
isn't
it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Sherry and I have a great guest on the line, Dr. Phil Lepore. He is a dentist that makes house calls. Is that right?
You're absolutely correct.
How? Do you bring the chair and the gas and all that stuff?
Actually, many years ago when I started this practice, I asked the same questions, and I've gotten to the point now where I'm very, very portable, and we're able to use whatever setup is in my patient's room or in their home, and we're able to take care of them without having to bring any special equipment in.
Well, isn't it true that the big difference between, say, dentistry and the rest of the medical profession is that most of the stuff with dentistry, it's preventative maintenance. You know, teeth cleanings and everything, if you're doing that on a regular, you're much less prone to, you know, periodontal disease and everything else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Prevention is really the paradigm that we have to look at for our elderly population, and I think routine six-month cleanings is very, very important to have.
Now, this for me, I met Dr. Lepore through Julie Sugita, who was just on the air.
Professional fiduciary, matter of fact.
Yeah. She's doing her periodontal work and so on. But it's huge in my business. We have so many clients, geriatric clients, that cannot leave their home, that are going through a lot of pain, misery. They can't get out. There's a big thing with mobile doctors coming out and now mobile dentists. And Dr. Lepore has been doing this, since 1985, all throughout the San Diego area. He's got a great website. And all about house calls, it's all coming back, and it's bringing those specific needs to your home. What a great, great idea. What a great idea.
Absolutely.
Dr. Lepore, specifically, what do you do, or how do you do what you do?
Well, I'm able to do very thorough oral examinations on site. I'm able to do dental cleanings. I'm able to do geriatric, special geriatric fillings. We do lots of work with folks who need denture treatment. We're able to do most of the type of procedures, denture procedures that you could do in the dental office. And it's just a matter of taking some of the mystery out of the procedures and becoming very, very portable, very mobile. And we could do just about anything that you could do in the dental office.
Do you know, I've been introduced to a lot of people who say that they do teeth cleaning. They're mobile hygienists. They go out. But that makes me a little nervous because there's a lot of people, you know, saying that they do this, but we don't know their background. We don't know. I much prefer having a mobile dentist.
Sure.
What is the difference between having a mobile dentist and just a hygienist cleaning your teeth? Is there?
Well, as far as cleanings, I think it's pretty much the same. There are now specially certified dental hygienists who are certified to make house calls and have special additional education, and they're able to actually operate independently to some degree of dentists, whereas in a dental office, the dental hygienist must work under the direct supervision of the dentist, but with the special certification, as long as they have some type of an association with a dentist in the community, they can go out and do fine dental cleanings and do great work. And so I'm confident that if you have one that's certified by the state, you're okay. Great.
Okay, so having a certified dental hygienist is a good thing. Why is working with a mobile dentist better?
Well, I think that combination is the best. The dentist could do the dental cleanings as well as the dental hygienist, and probably the outcome would be the same. I think with a dentist, you probably do have the expertise to find more subtle type of lesions to be able to, if there's any type of potential growth or any problems in the mouth, the dentist might be better educated to be able to find that. Although the dental hygienists are certainly good at this, I think the dentist would have somewhat more experience. Also, the dentist could immediately go into, once he or she does the diagnosis, could go right into dental treatment if the patient and the resident and the family agree. So the dentist could kind of go right into doing the appropriate treatment. So So I think that very often if dentist, a house call dentist is able to network with a hygienist working hand in hand, I think they provide the best service.
It's almost like going to an optometrist versus an ophthalmologist. You know, the optometrist will give you the glasses, get you all set up, but the ophthalmologist, you know, you've got the doctor. You've got, if you've got a little something going on, they can take it that one step further and do a lot of preventive type maintenance, you know.
Absolutely. I think that's the best. Another analogy would also be that the dental hygienist could be equivalent to a nurse practitioner in the medical field.
Right.
Right. Now, I never had this. In fact, I've always loved going to the dentist because I had, you know, pearly whites because of mama. But I hear a lot of people get anxious, say, potentially even fearful of going to the dentist. How do you come across that? And if so, how do you overcome that?
Well, I think actually the primary benefit of having a house call dentist seeing our elderly patients who are not able to get out easily is that, first of all, it eliminates the anxiety of being in a strange place, eliminates the nervousness of being in a dental office and all the equipment and all the unusual things that would go around them. And the dentist would just show up at their home or in their room in an assisted living facility or in a retirement community. And so they're already in comfortable surroundings. Usually I like to have a family member who they trust with me. It's best to have them actually in the room when we do the examination and treatment. And it also takes some special social skills with the, from the dentist or dental hygienist to be able to put the person at ease. But I find it's, when the person's in their own environment, there's very little anxiety. And then, of course, there is a little bit. The doctor has to make sure that he or she knows how to allay that anxiety. We find that my patients, I find that usually they're quite comfortable.
You said something about geriatric fillings. How is that different than a regular filling?
Well, the typical filling that a person would get, a white bonded tooth color filling that you would get in the dentist's office, is a resin type filling, and it requires a great deal of. It's a very procedure sensitive, technique sensitive type of filling. And many of my patients who have Alzheimer's or other dementias, it's very, very difficult to have these patients be able to stay still, to hold open very, very long, to allow these technique-sensitive fillings to go in. So the geriatric fillings is a glass ionomer or a glass type of a filling, and we are able to actually have them bond onto the teeth, even if my patient forgets and closes their mouth for a second and the tooth is wet. The tooth it will still bond very well. Number one, it's much more patient-friendly in that we're able to get excellent results with even if our patients cannot cooperate to the degree that you would in the dental office. So, and they last very long, whereas a resin filling might last, you know, for 40, 50 years. These type of fillings may last 10 or 15, maybe 20 years, and very often that's all that we need.
You know, and, you know, doctor, in the case with my husband, who had advanced Alzheimer's at what young age, and a lot of my clients, first thing you worry about, someone's bedridden, they can't communicate with you. I was really concerned about tooth decay and infection, and I was given an oxyglycol kind of cleaner. Maybe you can suggest some things. You know, the swabs, anything like that, they chew on and swallow. You have to be very careful, you know, especially someone who's bedridden. And maybe you can recommend some things that would be good, you know, just to, if they can't brush, what... maybe some ideas.
I think the best, a lot of people in the past have used glycerin swabs, and they taste good. They have they have different flavors, raspberry and lemon drop type flavors. The only thing is it tends to cause ultimately the mouth to dry, and it does increase the acidic level in the mouth, so it actually could ultimately cause a greater degree of caries and cavities. Where I recommend is something like a toothpick or a dent tip, which kind of looks like a tooth roll pop, except the end is a foam rubber.
Oh.
And then those are pretty secure and recommended for patients who do have a difficulty brushing and also who might start chewing or biting on it if they're confused. And so the two brands that I like to recommend are Toothette or Dentip, and they're very commonly found in skilled nursing facilities and hospitals.
Yeah, some people say, well, just wrap some gauze around your finger, and they'll bite your finger off. You have to be very careful.
Oh, yeah.
Very careful about all that.
I know what you mean.
Dr. Lepore, we have about a minute and a half left, and in that time I'd like to do two things. Number one, I want to make sure we give your contact information out. Number two, you have an article on your website called See Your Dentist, Save Your Life. What is that all about?
Well, It's an educational article that I provide to the communities, the retirement communities, and to families of patients to encourage them to have to keep up with the paradigm of frequent cleanings. And the article basically discusses the fact that having routine dental exams and good periodontal condition could have profound effects upon beneficial effects upon the elderly person's health. And they'll just for a quick, a brief summary, for instance, they found research at the State University of New York showed that people under 55 years of age who had periodontal disease show 2 to 4 times greater risk of having a heart attack, regardless of tobacco use.
Wow.
And and one other example would be a study at Harvard shows that I think men, they did a study on men with gum disease, were 63% more likely to develop pancreatic cancer. So even though these conditions would seem so remote from dental health, there are profound benefits, even in even with folks who are very, very elderly, who are homebound or at a skilled nursing facility. We could prevent some serious conditions from occurring just by maintaining good dental or oral health.
It's wonderful.
Taking the bacteria and the infections out of the mouth.
Exactly.
Dr. Phil Lepore, thanks so much for being here. His website, DentistHouseCallService.com, DentistHouseCallService.com. You've been listening to Business Networking Radio right here on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.